الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before speaking on this ayat or subject, just a reminder, and always a reminder is beneficial. Two particular reminders, there are plenty, but from here we can gauge and inshallah bring the other reminders. We will gauge ourselves and try and remember. One is the dastarkhan, the tablecloth, when we sit down on the floor and eat, that has disappeared basically from our lives. Whereas that is a great sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the common, what we saw, was by Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani rahmatullahi alayhi, though we were long after Hazrat's time, but in his home, this round tablecloth, where about 8-10 people sit around. That was the common practice. And similarly, once we were traveling with Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi from Makkah Sharif to Madinah Sharif, and Hazrat's common, he used to stop in Badr, and there where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in which stream Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took a bath, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi should also take a bath there. Anyway, the people of Badr, the Arabs, they had made a dawat for all the qafla, the whole group of Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib. And they also, in this big, quite about a meter, not square but round, they had placed like that. And in each of them, a whole roasted goat in each one. Now, how much can a person eat? And I remember I asked the host in my nadani stupidity, I said, who can eat so much? They say, we also know nobody can eat so much. But you people eat, you are the travelers, you are in the path of Allah, how much you can. And then this we give to the people of Badr, to the poor people, let them eat that. So that was a common method of eating. Today our method has changed completely. The person perhaps goes in Jamaat also, he spends a chilla also, or we go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and there in the hotels, when one friend of ours, good friend, he said that when I went to the restaurant to eat, I felt suddenly so guilty. I'm here in Medina Sharif and we are supposed to, and here I'm sitting at on a chair at the table I'm just sitting. I'm breaking the sunnah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his own city in front of him. So this has gone out of our lives. I can remember when I was a little child, and may Allah make us maaf, but we thought those people were backwards. There were a few families that used to sit and eat like that. But really, that is the enlightened way. The way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter which time it is, which zamana, age it is, that is the most ideal way. So let us try. We spend time in Jamaat, but when we come home, then we are again at the breakfast nook. We are sitting on a chair at the table, and even health-wise, it's an unhealthy way. In every way, the most perfect way in all aspects is the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah give us tawfiq. Another very important thing also, which is very common with us now, is the high pan toilet. If a person is in need of it, he's got some back problem, knee problem, it's a different story. But today it has become our way of life. Our little children are grown up using the high pan. Their potty training, the mother does. She does it on a high pan. So that child is only going to know the high pan. And health-wise also, every way it is harmful. For a person who is healthy, etc. In fact, Maulana Harun Abbas Umar, rahmatullah alayhi, of Isipingo Beach, he said on one occasion, this now may be about 25-30 years ago, he was out in Jamaat with some youngsters, school, high school, university students, and he says when the time of going to the toilet before Ta'lim time, and he said he saw there were only one or two the high pan toilets, the rest were the flat toilets. But the queue was at that toilet. All the other toilets were empty. They weren't using them. The whole long queue of 8, 10 of them was at the high. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we get used to it and we use the low pan. And that is, do it with the niyat of sunnah, health-wise, many otherwise, there are great, great benefits in it. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The Ayat-e-Kareema, this glass here, of made of sand. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One time, Maulana Mufti Farooq Mirthi, who was a senior Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, was visiting us, and while we were sitting, he asked for water, so I gave him water in this glass. I think this must be made of Medina sand. Most probably it looks, today it has become common. Alhamdulillah, many people bring this glass. But it is not glass, it is the sand, and sand of Medina Sharif. Or wherever else it might be. So he said, when a person, he said, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, when a person drinks water in this glass that is made of sand, then the malaika make dua for that person. You are drinking water and you are getting duas of the farishta. How fortunate. So Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, so with regard to this Ayat-e-Kareema, that if recited, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who have got the reality of Iman. And this is actually an encouragement from Allah Ta'ala said, that don't be satisfied with the present Iman that you have got, but work towards that Iman, that you become ashaddu hubban lillah, that your love is ashad for Allah, most strong, most powerful it is for us. Just to get the context in order, in one ayat kareema, Allah tabaruk ta'ala says to the Bedouins when they accepted Islam, qalatil arabu amanna. The Bedouins, they say, we have brought Iman, we have become Muslims. Allah says, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Don't say that we have brought Iman. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Say, we have submitted ourselves. We have come into the fold of Islam. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِسْلَامُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And when Islam will enter into your heart, then you can say, آمَنَّا. Or in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا. Oh, you who believe, believe. So that is what is called tahsil hasil, haram. It's not possible. What you got, you can't still get what you got. So you got Iman, and Allah is saying to the believers, believe. In other words, you have got the words of Iman. You have submitted, I'm a Muslim. But to get that strong Iman, ashaddu hubban lillah, very strong Iman. And this is what is called in Arabic grammar as Jumla Khabariya. That is an information that Allah says those who believe, the true believe that who have got, you will find them that they are very strong and hard in Iman. Very powerful they are in Ashaddu Hubb, in the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Everything is secondary. Primary is the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Alhamdulillah, we have, in fact, what is a matter of fact, if I speak for myself, we all can decide for our own personal matters. Before we met our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat came to our countries. The first time I think was from 1989. And after that, regularly, Hazrat was coming for a number of years. So anyway, before that, we knew namaz is for us, we must make namaz. We knew Hajj is for us. We knew Ramzan, Roza is for us. And Allah's wazal tawfiq. We should keep, everyone should keep, make namaz. But that something like the love of Allah, and not only that there is something like the love of Allah, but the love of Allah is the first farad in a person's life. That I have to get the love of Allah Ta'ala. Not just the belief in Allah Ta'ala, but the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that love must be ashad. The greatest, the strongest must be that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from Hazrat we learn, and then Hazrat taught us that a person acquires by making the dhikr of Allah regularly. Regularly on each time try. Like that, it is permissible that we shift the time, but try and give it that preference and that devotion and that concentration that you sit, and even if it's just a little, just about 100 times La ilaha illallah and 100 times Allah, very little. It will take you 8-10 minutes, and if you read it with the ash'ar, it will take with the poems. Ash'ar means poems. The poems which speak of the love of Allah. And when reading those ash'ar, we shouldn't think, I've got that in me already. But that is where I have to reach. That is my goal. Not that I've got it. And if we do it regularly, then we will see that the love of Allah Ta'ala starts coming in the heart. And the second is the company of the righteous, the true man of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that also. And in that way this will come. So anyway, in this ayat Karima, which our Shaykh, Allah reward him, he explains it. He says that there are two words, Shadeed and Ashad. Shadeed, very severe, strong. Ashad, even more stronger. To understand it arithmetically, mathematically, if you have 49% love of things besides Allah, permissible things, your wife, your business, your car, your house, your whatever else, which is permissible, you can have 49%. And 51% the love of Allah Ta'ala. That must be more. The love of Allah Ta'ala must be greater. So that is the bare minimum. But unfortunately, I speak for myself, we don't find that love of Allah. When we are making namaz also, that I'm close, in a state of intimacy, closeness with Allah Ta'ala, but we don't find that closeness. When we read Quran Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayh, the sheikh of our sheikh, he used to say that the Quran Sharif is a 30 supara, 30 ajza, juz, supara, a love letter of 30 suparas from Allah to His beloved. If we get a letter from our beloved, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali quotes and says also, if a person, he won't read it while walking, he'll take time, he'll sit down, and he'll gather his thoughts, free his mind, and I'm going to read the letter of my beloved. If we read Quran Sharif like that. Today, unfortunately, again, I speak for myself, how much I have to read Quran Sharif, just to finish it, I read my Quran Sharif. But to read it with that, with that love and that feeling, the dhikr of Allah, to take it, everything and the whole of deen, and when that permeates, comes into every aspect of our life, then there is taste, then that enjoyment of life comes into a person. Then he really enjoys life. So that is what we have to get. So having 51% the love of Allah, for example, we all made Isha Salat just now. It's not long, and our memories, inshallah, are not so short that we have forgotten already. But in our Isha Namaz, Allah Ta'ala says for all Namaz, Aqimi Salah, that establish the Namaz. Not Sallu Salah. Only one place in the Quran Sharif it came, Fasalli li Rabbika, make Salat for your Rabb. Read Namaz for Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, everywhere it comes, Aqimi Salah, Aqimu Salah, the plural. Which means that perform your salah with all its requirements. Not just a matter of habdash. Today many of us, our wuzu also slapdash wuzu. Just take some water, splash it here, there, leg, and we are gone already in namaz. We come in the masjid, that also a slapdash namaz. You see the person, I speak for myself, we are standing next, suddenly ruku, next sajda, namaz is over. Before you know what, whole namaz is over. Like that, how many rakats is Isha namaz? 17. And how much we make? We make short namaz. And that also we make short. In numerical values also we make it short. And in quality also we just make it short. Whereas a person really, Allahu Akbar. In fact, there is a certain chapter in Bukhari Sharif that if supper is ready and at the same time Isha Namaz is also ready, say like 22:08 Jamaat, and the house people say you are about to leave home for Namaz, so say you left 7:30, they say supper is ready, have supper. And that said, if you're going to have supper, then you're not going to make your namaz. So what must you do first? Have supper? Or must you go for your namaz first? Of course, we all will say go for namaz first. But the ruling is have supper first. Because if you go for namaz first, then your mind is going to be in the supper all the time. And if you have your supper, your mind is going to be in namaz. I mustn't miss my jamaat. So your supper will become namaz. And if you go for namaz first, your namaz will become supper. In your namaz, you're thinking of your supper all the time. That is one answer. The other is that Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah Ali, said that the Sahaba, what was their supper? Wasn't a 5-course meal, 7-course meal, few khajurs, water, and finish. That's the finish. And the supper is that. Wo unka khana, tumhare bawa jese khana thora tha. Therefore, wasn't how you people eat. Laying out the dastarkhan and everything, setting, etc. Like we see commonly, that the plate is there, the glass, it looks like. When they set the table, they use a protector, mathematical, exactly at 45 degree angle. All the glasses are set perfectly. And if there's a serviette, tissue, and it is folded also at all exactly the same and put exactly like that. Now, their eating wasn't like that. That wasn't their object at all. They just would eat that few khajurs, drink water, supper is over. So Allah Ta'ala make it that at least we keep that in mind. At least let that be our goal. We are billions of miles away from there. And very far we are from the lifestyle. We feel, I kept a beard, mashallah, sunnat, topi, amama, sunnat, kurta, sunnat. But sunnats are still very, very far from, we are very far from sunnat still. So we have to work for that. So that love of Allah must come, that intense love of Allah Ta'ala. So this Allah gave, said it as a information, a jumla khabariya. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for it. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Allahumma aj'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'il barid. Oh Allah, make your love, Allahumma aj'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya, more beloved to me, min ahli, than my family, my wife, my child, my children, my family, my car. Your love must be more greater than this. Min ahli. Allahumma ij'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi. First of all, my nafs, my own self, my desires, what I have. I really want to have this, but it's doubtful. It's haram. I can't have it. So our desires must be put one side. Allah's command must be put first in all matters. That, for example, the watch rings, fajr type, those who get tawfiq of tahajjud time, but I didn't have a nice night's sleep, and I'm still feeling very sleepy, but I have to give preference to Allah Ta'ala. Not that I just put the watch, switch off the alarm, and go and sleep away again, I'll make my namaz afterwards. No, I have to do it on time. So that love of Allah must come more than my nafs, more than my family. وَمِنَ الْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ. And that a person can understand when he has gone through those heat, that loo, that hot winds that blow in those countries where it is very hot, like Saudi Arabia in the summer season, and then that cold water you get. A person, Hazrat Maulana in Maulana Muhajir Makki, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, rahmatullah alayh. He should say that drink your water when nice and cold, so that your alhamdulillah, your shukr of Allah, doesn't come out from your tongue, but it comes out from your heart. That when you sip that water and it satisfies you and you get that coolness in you, alhamdulillah. More than that must be the love of Allah Ta'ala. in that heat, when that winds which are blowing, hot winds are blowing, and you get that cold water to cool you. More than that must be the love of Allah. So this dua is what, according to Arabic grammar, jumla insha'iyya, that you are asking Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, make it for me like that. Give me your love. And it also measures how much must be the love of Allah Ta'ala, the limits of it. What are the borders of it? What's its area? How much must it be? So we should try and strive for that, to gain Allah's love to that extent. And first of all, the beginning is that we understand that there is something like the love of Allah. Our deen is not an automatic machine. Just press the button and you're now in namaz, you're standing, you're ruku, you're sajda. No, it's got an inside of it. Otherwise, this is just an exercise, our namaz. Like our roza, it comes also in the Hadith Sharif. For many people, roza, fasting, is only staying hungry. But that spirit of roza, of fasting, for your beloved sake, you stayed hungry. Whether it was the 16, 17 hours rozas of summer, or the short rozas, 12-hour rozas of winter for us in our country. But you did it not just to stay hungry, or you didn't do it for health reason. Let me just diet a bit, and then my stomach will come in order. I've overeaten or something, so now let me just give 1-2 rozas, my stomach will come in order. No, for that love of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. And that comes, that Allah give us tawfiq, that even if we got late for sehri, or there wasn't anything for sehri, doesn't matter, but for Allah I'm going to keep the roza. So that spirit has to come. So Allah Ta'ala give us that desire, that love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Where alhamdulillah, Allah's fadl, we see how many people, which wasn't before, with beards, topi, amama, our young children, how many good huffaz, how hibs, what accomplishment, and in ilm, what accomplishment, in qiraat, what accomplishment, but still in this field also, this love of it. And this comes to there, where you see those people who become shaheed, and they are happy about it. Today, when we read about all this, we feel sad how what they're going through. But for them, and when they introduce somebody, this is the son of a shaheed, and the son of his grandfather also a shaheed. And when somebody becomes shaheed, they give out sweetmeats, shirni, that a person became shaheed. And so much the love of Allah. And for them, it's only a win-win situation. That if they win in this world, they've won. And if they die and become shaheed, then they've won in the akhirah. And that is the real life. And a person who gets that enjoyment of the akhirah, that is eternal forever and ever. So Allah Ta'ala, briefly, just to a reminder for myself, for all, that where alhamdulillah, we must make shukr what we are practicing on deen. We got a deeny environment. Masajid are there, madaris are there. Our girls are also becoming hafiz. Men, the boys becoming hafiz. Allah shukr, we make shukr for all that. But add this very important dimension to develop that great love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. That we are prepared to sacrifice everything for Allah ta'ala. Today that is where we fall short. When it comes for that real, to make that final sacrifice, because our own desires, nafs is more greater. And these people, the mujahideen especially, how much they sacrifice. So Allah Ta'ala give us that true love of deen, and the love of our iman and Islam, and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How the sahaba loved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, that incident, which is a famous incident, that one sahabi, the enemies had captured him, and they were going to execute him, make him shaheed. And they told him at that time, I suppose you would prefer that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in your place now, and he was going to be executed, while you could be in peace and safety and ease, comfort you could be. He said, Wallah, I wouldn't want that a thorn must even prick my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in place of me being executed. Me being executed, welcome. No problem whatsoever. But no, not the least bit of difficulty must come to my Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now where are we today's sunnah? By and large, we just flout the sunnah. And also one very important thing which comes to mind today is the time of technology, cell phone, smartphone, and all types of messages come. Any message that comes that makes a joke about any part of deen, whether it is about the beard, whether it is about the niqab, ninja, anything like that, whatever, and we just smile at it in approval, or just a smile, that's very dangerous for our iman. Very, very dangerous. And much more worse if we share it with somebody. We forward it, we share it with somebody, it's much more worse. At that time, really, our blood should boil. And we should tell those people, you don't send me this kind of messages whatsoever. So, the istighfaf of deen, to take the smallest matter of deen lightly, is very, very dangerous. One person who went out as a tourist, India, and he went in that touring of his, he went to Nizamuddin, the Merkaz also. And there he had some objections about it and about other things, the system, etc. Because there is an imani mahal. And if you look at it with the eyes of dunya, you can't understand it. It doesn't make sense to you. So he went to a great alim on his while he was on his tours, and he told there, with regard to a sunnat, he said, but it's only a sunnat. That alim said, it's 100% correct what you are saying, it is only a sunnat. But the tone you are saying it with, that is sunnat is not important, it's only a sunnat. He said, that is kufr. The tone with which you are saying it, to regard any sunnat. So if we can't make amal, accept our weakness, my weakness of iman, my weakness, I can't get my family to do it. I can't get my community to understand it. It's my weakness. But don't justify it. So that is one thing. And the other is istihza. That was istighfar, to take deen lightly. And istihza deen, to make a joke out of any matter of deen. If you are a person, you like jokes and you like to crack jokes. No, there are more than enough things you can make jokes about. You don't need to deen to make jokes about. So about deen, don't make any jokes about deen. Deen is not a light, it's not a matter, it's not the Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif are not joke books that about jokes or anything. There are enough joke books and you can go and find and make jokes about enough things, but not of deen, of Quran Sharif, of Hadith Sharif. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, and the short life that we have got, make it valuable for akhirat, inshallah. So let us always try all the sunnahs as far as possible. The toilet pan, if we don't need to, don't use the high pan. Use the flat pan. The other is try and come back to the dastarkhan. This is our common habit that has become, that we just sit at the table. We sit on chairs at the table, and that's our common habit that we have made. We try and come out of that and try and build the love of Allah. Start even with 10%, 5%, little bit. Try and make it more than the love of other things. Allah's love must be more greater. And in that, let us not let us make sure that we don't make jokes about any matters of deen. We don't take lightly the matters of deen. Admit our weakness. If a person his whole life, he didn't make one namaz, but he regarded it as farad, and it's my weakness, I didn't make namaz. He will, whatever, how Allah wants to treat him, that is Allah's prerogative. But he will die as a Muslim. But if a person makes a joke about namaz, or he disregards it, then it's very dangerous. That brings him too close to the brinks of going out of the fold of Islam. That is a very dangerous thing. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.